the rest of the story. It is March 1626. A light swirling snow caresses the English countryside. A carriage has stopped in the road. One of its passengers is kneeling on the ground not far away. The kneeling man is stuffing a dead chicken with snow. The kneeling man is renowned author, lawyer, philosopher, statesman Francis Bacon. So what's he doing stuffing that chicken with snow? For all of his accomplishments, Francis Bacon is best known for a treatise called The Advancement of Learning. For in that, the author distinguishes himself as one of the fathers of empiricism, that is, the experimental approach to scientific problem solving. According to Bacon, medieval science had been a joke. The only proper way to investigate nature, he contended, was to gather as many facts as possible, then test them empirically. From the perspective of 20th century science, Bacon had many shortcomings of his own, his minimizing the scientific usefulness of mathematics, for example. Nonetheless, he had a tremendous influence on the scientific revolution of the 17th century. So why then, in his day, was he not taken more seriously as a scientist? Well, reversals in his political career, for one thing. As Lord Chancellor, he made many enemies who seized every opportunity to discredit him. The ultimate success of their schemes led to Bacon's disgrace. It was unfair, of course, that his failure as a politician should reflect on his other accomplishments, and yet there was still another reason that Francis Bacon received less than his rightful acknowledgement as one of the founding fathers of modern science, and that reason was that he had never performed a scientific experiment. I therefore return you now to that snowy English country roadside near Highgate, where the renowned and controversial Francis Bacon is kneeling by the roadside stuffing a dead chicken with snow. It had begun with a revolutionary theory that cold prevents decay. Still, if Francis were to prove the value of empirical determination, he must conduct an experiment based on his theory and actually physically demonstrate its truth. So he had purchased this chicken from a woman who lived in a cottage nearby, and he had rushed out to stuff it full of snow. He had planned to bury the chicken in the snow, thoroughly chilling it inside and out. He had expected to record that, in fact, after several days thus kept, the meat would remain perfectly preserved. Now, to us, in a world long accustomed to preservation through refrigeration, Bacon's experiment seems pathetically obvious. But should he succeed in proving the viability of cold food storage, he would not only show his generation a new way of keeping meat fresh, but he would establish once and for all the scientific indispensability of empiricism. But he did not. He did not. For unwittingly, simultaneously, Francis had conducted another experiment, one demonstrating the effects of cold on human health. Before Francis could complete the experiment that would surely have made him even more famous, he, kneeling in the damp slush, chilling his chicken, caught a chill of his own, contracted a sudden severe case of bronchitis, and died. So Francis Bacon was more than a father of modern science. He was the very first scientist in history who experimented himself to death. And now you know the rest of the story.